Steve Vincent's most recent poetry books include Triggers, a Shearsman ebook, HTTP, no, I'll skip it. Sleeping with Sappho, a faux ebook, and Walking Theory, Junction Press, of which Ron Silliman has written. These are the poems Stephen Vincent has been preparing to write his entire life. They definitely pass the take the top of your head off test. I went cover to cover without even sitting up. A longtime San Francisco, Steve's popular blog of poems, walks, photographs, haptics, which are those, and occasional political commentaries found at Steve Vincent Net blog. In addition to all this, he's a really great guy. Please welcome Steve Vincent. Very performative.
Thank you, George. That was lovely.
Hi,
I'll read, again, thank you, David and Michael, for the invitation to read here. I must say, this is one of the most lovely bookstores around. It feels like you're among poets instead of inventory, which I always find intimidating. I go into a bookstore and they're, you know, how is anybody ever going to emerge and become recognized in the midst of all of this? It always feels like... immersion without emergence. But anyway, I do write a lot of poems about walking, and I'll just read a few from these and get the light to go in the right place. Falling in love with aphasia. Will you be mine? Will you not say a thing? Breathe on me. Go word for word on another level. Be the goddess of silence. Be the goddess of pure things. Don't let a word touch. Shimmer, shine, always, no matter what is spoken. She who lives beneath the city, beneath the hills, she who waits, emerges, dissolves, she who haunts on gray days, she who lays dormant, light through fog, she in black gown and pink sash, who on her shoulder carries the transient bird, the crimson bird, she who neither walks nor talks, tells me she's mine, bread in a basket, her abalone necklace, a mute rainbow, a gold egg in each palm. Who can decipher her ruffled face? The ghost of hello, of no return. And while I'm with you, count the shifting letters in your palm. Shake, shake, stroke, flame. Sugar the day, stamp your feet. Pull out the empty book, mark upon mark, word upon word. There one goes, flourish. Flourish. The American Casket Company, no customer left unsatisfied. Muskogee, Oklahoma, 1910. In an odd country, go intimate, walking, the body a lit wick, each eye flickering, soft white magnolia blossoms wide open among the thick leaves. A hemstitch, various, the trees skirt the park's upper and lower edge. Summer at Delfina's, Bolinas, Halibut, Nyman Farm, Flank Steak, Fulton Valley Chicken, Blue Lake Beans, strings strips of zucchini, a pesto called falsetto. One eats both signs, language, and cuisine. Brown sliced bread tossed off from the curb. A dozen pigeons pecking from each center out. On the gray asphalt, each brown crust an empty rectangle, the edges curved. What's emptied evolves. What stays, continuity, form, the integrity of impoverished frame. Steal back your life, stenciled in big black letters on the sidewalk. Sweeping the corner, a tall young man emblazoned with a red dyed crew cut, a large black widow shaved into the back of his skull, a young woman with a large silver plated unicorn pinned over her heart atop a black silk jacket. 7:30 this morning, post lunar eclipse, pre Halloween, and pre-election in front of the Star Wash, corner of 17th and Dolores. A curious confusion, dark times, optimistic and not, hard to read either as omens or conditions, disturbance abounding. On the hill above Dolores Park, a young woman gyrates her hips to the rising sun, doucement, doucement. I'm going to switch context. And I've been doing this thing for a few years, which it seems to be something I just impulsively do, which is what I call transversions. I work with the writings of others, and I take poems and essentially turn them upside down, either by coming up with opposite words or related sounds or something. I can't always explain it. But one of the pieces, which I haven't read much from, is I took Tender Buttons by Gertrude Stein, and I didn't do it really like word by word. I just started looking at pages and, you know, put it through the mix. And so they're not mimetic or emulative or whatever you call that when you, they're not imitations, but they're, maybe they are imitative to a degree, but they seem to take off in related ways. But I'll read a few of these. A sweet loss, climb on, get loud, or wood splinters, wood breaks, breaks not nearly on liquid. Wood, wood is not a desert. It is rejected, too facile. It burns money, smokes one, possibly you, possibly not, right to the face. Give it up, wood, smooth it down, whose face, throat. Stop, read to play a reed, a wooden one, in continuous. The squeak. Bristle to bristle, jauntily. Continue this, this often. One says, will do. A dream over is cyber solid, diminished by waking. To ask a slow answer responds to slow rise. Negates, puncture, rolls the basketball, prompts one. One says, yes, indeed, whoop. A dark in the sun, more light one day, the next, not. Not therefore, clarity, a clue obnoxious. February in shift. Shiftless, hook nor anchor, none, barely, not much nor, swept clear, no notion, ever repair, not, such not illustrious, punctual, purely, step one, step two, A, B, throw in a Z or an L, a music, emergent, note, one does, a trapezoid, transparent, crystal, one, then two, then necklace, then tickle, then parody, winter, no light, sparse, the dark, narrow flush, call it, one will, blooming. Snake, blue oysters, labia turned in, whence? I think it's whence. Yeah, whence. Speak tongue, speak lavishly, speak as you will, charmingly, little supple, split, slender, springs new, so to speak, arch, splendid the, see it, green, it wanders, doesn't it, this new, winsome, over here, now over there, follow it, slippery, slippingly thin, porous, there it goes, yes, arching, then flicking, flickering, thin, wet, black, oh yes, tongue. A black fish tempts sanity. Absorbed, saturated, pointless, but true. A nasty flower is a Bertleby. Don't touch, oh well, yes, do touch. Imagine a tunnel in spring, closed to a cone. A spiral is a natural thing. A broken wing throws one, then two. A black cloud, sunk, twisted. No one else is treated blue. Stop green, stop yellow, dream jade, or one, or ore, or crystal, illumined, a trapezoid, morphed. Imagine tornado and paisley, paisley ripped, Oz in character, Dorothy unbloomed, broomed, buckled, released, red button sewn, dispersed, dunes, black dunes, buttoned, floodplains, trailers on whose track, tracked. Tiny CEOs, tiny, tiny CEOs, stools crouched on tiny frozen stools. Polyester CEOs without beauty, without soul, chauffeurs under the night sky, pink limousines, varnished eye blossoms, potato chips, an illusion, eternity on wheels, whoosh, whack, he will not, never, ever come back. Outside, outside, disjoined, distempered, solitary, zero, cancels binary, doubled, four, three, two, occasionally one is turned by ten, the roses over one, see her, the big fat russet, and extraordinary, well feathered, this hen. Three dimples instead of one means she's angry. Direct reference to my wife, but anyway. No saucer with a lip, the chink in her armor, a crack behind the cup, a code is an awkward voyage, sampling her tongue woven on. Choice is an aggressive matter, is supple. Resistance requires amnesty. The choice to be illegal is a sanguine manner, most probably an illusion. Put your cards, count them, diamonds over jacks, stationary on the green felt evening. Imagine a table. The subtleties in which, a disturbed moment relishes nothing. The alert are not pernicious. They lift the left hand. A mysterious Hebrew letter appears. There is no grace. The subtleties in which acumen pressures blood is an impossible target. The wasted thought, sometimes a good one. We have bought hard-boiled organic eggs in the market. A cracked one, baby blue, the white flesh soap. She remains unmistakable. We refuse to stop using words, this occasion, that one, too. So much eludes the unspoken, the letters on the page, a solidity before no God, but the space and horizon. Letter, stud, facade, shingle, patched, pitched, shingle, pitched roof, the place to fucking slow down, look down, worship the light, the sun cutting through the blonde waves in her hair, the worship unto once a dream. Here, step by step, ships, these bodies, Helen crossed, what we brush this afternoon, this, is it, a brief slice, not some pizza, the light back through her hair, some say, can we say, affirmative, persuasive, oh, so brief, as must be, or so said, the holy, hear the water, splash against the ship, holy, catch it, in this moment only, holy, patiently, patiently, why is it so hard to say? I'll just read a couple more of these and we can take a break. What is multiple? What is stupid? What counts backwards? What is dough? Sugar swollen, gone wet, solicits mental. Nothing crystalline in thoughts. Shorts and underwear stripped to the moon. It is not an ostrich, nor is my head buried, slippery, quick, wet, her olive sands. She is celebrated, flexible, a sheath ripples. Crimson, sparks, divine, is not a concept. The felt eye, looking felt. No one is wild in retrospect. silhouettes cut to shadow, mark gesture, mark history. A particular cut implies the dance, her umbrella raised and open, not a minor phallic gesture. Swans on the lake pose the unconscious, the white, thin neck craned, solemn, the pretense, to be elegant, modest, the tree, pepper, shadows, elixir, the trunk, noduled, arched, various, ancient, listening. This has a little riff on a Spicer poem, but see if you can catch it. But anyway, gorgeous one falls, a calypso lift, solid mist, an artichoke in lavender flower, the green leaf in whirl. Whiskey liberates melancholy, the singular pine shingle numbered 691, stroke by stroke, eliminates representation. Collage was winter. Each canvas is a weather spoon. Would I know you in satin blue? Sarah Vaughan, go for the moon. Strapless black shoulders, octave into octave, butterfly wing, triangular, geometric, solid blue, black, the voice graveled, yet more true. What's tender will perch, unperch. One never falls in love, one does. Light falls 24 hours a day on one's alphabet. All right, we'll take a break.